daybreak he entered the temple to teach. All of the crowd sat down at his feet. He spoke with such wisdom as they never heard. With amazement they listened as he taught the word. Then all of the sudden, in burst through the door, a woman was brought and stood near the Lord. The sin she committed was not like the rest, caught in adultery, the penalty death.
As they waited her sentence with stones in their hands, Jesus knelt down and he wrote in the sand. He lifted his eyes and he spoke to each one, "You without sin, cast the first stone." In just a few moments her accusers were gone. No one around her, she was standing alone. He forgave her her sin and she went on her way. As she ran through the city, with joy she proclaimed,
"Justified, had never sinned. Justified, was always cleansed. Justified, had never wandered.
So far from home,
so far from home. Jesus took all my sin away. He gives new mercies every day. And now I'm living my life justified.
I'm justified, justified."
Now my sins were many and the price was too great. My accusers had gathered, oh could this be the day?
I cried out to Jesus and he came in my stead. He told my accusers, "I've paid, all is dead."
Justified, had never sinned. Justified, was always cleansed. Justified, had never wandered.
So far from home,
so far from home. Jesus took all my sin away. He gives new mercies every day. And now I'm living my life. Now I'm living my life justified, had never sinned. Justified, was always cleansed. Justified, had never wandered.
So far from home,
so far from home. Jesus took all my sin away. He gives new mercies every day. And now I'm living my life. Now I'm living my life. Now I'm living my life justified. I am justified.
Amen. Thank you for that. Aren't you glad he's washed all of our sins away? Paid for, justified. Thank you for that song. If you would please take your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55 this morning, and when you find your place there, and if you are able to, if you would please stand with me for the reading of God's Word this morning. In Isaiah 55 and beginning in verse number 1. If you'll follow along with me, I'll read these first 9 verses. Isaiah 55 verse 1. The Bible says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, Thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that you know so much better than we know. We're thankful, Lord, that you sent your Son Christ to die in our place, that he might take our sins away, that before the Lord we might stand justified, and we might have heaven as our home. I ask now that you would help us to focus in, to listen intently on your message and the word you have for us this morning. Be with Pastor Becker as he preaches. Use him in a mighty way, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. As we look at the scripture today, keep your Bibles open to Isaiah chapter 55. I know we read a few verses here this morning, but it starts out in chapter 55 and verse 1 and says, O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And then look at the next verse here. It says, Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. And the Bible's saying here, for those that are thirsty, to come to Jesus. To those that have no money, that have no food, to come to the Lord. And it continues on here in verse number 6, if you go down there, please. And it says this, our text verse this morning. It said, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There's an urgency to this verse here. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Does that mean the Lord is lost? No. Does that mean that we wander and that we're lost from the Lord at times? Yes. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The verse continues. It says, Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Aren't you thankful for that mercy of God that we are undeserving of? And it says this, And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Aren't you thankful when you come before the Lord and you come before God and say, God, I'm not worthy. And he says, No, you're not. You say, Lord, give me forgiveness, and we don't deserve it. And God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, the Bible says, from all unrighteousness. Seek the Lord while he may be found. To seek after God is a desire of your heart. You know, we seek after the things that we desire. The things that you want to do, you find time to do that. The things that you want to spend time with money or effort, you find the time to do that. Why? Because it's a desire you have in your heart. And if you're going to seek after God, it's going to take some desire in your heart. It's not going to be someone forcing you to do it, but because you want to. Because you love God. You realize the God, as they sing about this morning, that we are justified, undeserving, freely saved by the grace of God, by the mercies of God, saved. There must be a desire in your heart. But then the seeking after God is an action as well. Seeking after God takes an action to where you pursue after the Lord. Again, it does not mean that the Lord is lost or he's trying to make it difficult for you to find him. But if we have to seek after God, again, it's because we have wandered from God, not that he has wandered from us. That we stray from God at times, and God said, you need to seek after the Lord while he may be found. There must be an action of seeking after God. There must be pursuing, but then also there must be an urgency about it. We have such a casual Christianity today where we kind of even show up for church for a couple hours, and I'm not giving you a hard time for showing up to church today. Thank you for being here. But such a casual Christianity today, to where we think, well, I don't really have to obey the Bible, or if I feel like getting around to it, and that command is not for me. There's an urgency about the Word of God when it comes to salvation. There's an urgency about it. There's an urgency about getting the gospel to this lost and dying world. There must be an urgency about standing up for what is right today. We're getting run over by wickedness in this world. Run over and trampled over. Because the wicked are pursuing. The wicked are pushing their agenda, if you will. But we must be seeking after God. There must be an urgency about it. As children, you play a game of hide and seek. And one person goes to count, and the others go to hide. We play this with our kids sometimes in the house. When they're young, it's pretty easy. They giggle and laugh, and I'm over here. But then they get good at it, and then you go, okay, now tell me where you are because I'm starting to get scared. You know, like, where are you? Are you even in the house? That's happened a couple times. But you seek after them. You ever lost something before? And man, you had to find it. And I don't know about you, but when I lose something, my mind will not get off of the fact that I lost something that I need to find. And it drives me crazy until I find whatever it is. And you go, you know, when you get older, I guess, you know, you retrace your steps. And I'm like, okay, I was in the bedroom and I had this and I was, oh, that's what it was. And you go find whatever that item was that you had lost. Again, God is not lost, but we have wandered from God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek the Lord for salvation. There is salvation in no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. To seek after God for salvation. People are seeking after all kinds of crazy things in this world to try to find their way to heaven, but you're only going to find salvation through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You will not find salvation. You will not enter heaven without Jesus Christ. You must seek the Lord for salvation, and then seek the Lord for a relationship. For a relationship with God. You have a God that wants to spend time with you every day. His mercies are new every morning. And he waited for you this morning to spend time with you, to walk and talk with you, and to share some time with you today. But how many times are we too busy for God? He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and seek a relationship with God, not for salvation, but for fellowship. For fellowship. When you get saved, you get all the way saved, 100% at the day of your salvation. You can't get any more saved after that, and you can't be any less saved after that. You are sealed by the hand of God. Nothing you can do to lose that. But after that day of salvation is a lifelong pursuit of seeking after God for that fellowship and that relationship with God, that closeness to the Lord that is found in fellowship and relationship with the Word of God and in prayer. Seek God for holiness today. Seek God for holiness. Again, we have a nation today that is turning against God, and they're calling evil good and good evil, and they've totally just messed things up. But for you, for me, are you seeking after God when it comes to this matter of holiness? In verse number 7, it says, to forsake, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him, look at this, return unto the Lord. To return back to God. Why? Because the Bible says God will have mercy on him and will abundantly pardon. To seek God for holiness. To seek God's face about what is right and what is wrong as defined by the Bible, not by man. What God defines as right and wrong is what is right and wrong, not what the world may legalize or allow or praise today. To seek God for holiness, to seek God for wisdom in your life. I don't know about you, but I need God's wisdom each and every day. I need God's help and God's direction each and every day. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There's an urgency to this. I want to give you a few thoughts this morning. First, it says, who can seek after God? In chapter 55, verse 1, it says, oh, everyone that thirsteth. Don't you love the whosoever principles in the Bible? I'm thankful for that. That God doesn't limit it to certain generations and nationalities and genders. And God said, whosoever, anyone may come. I'm thankful the Bible says, whosoever is thirsty. Hey, you thirst after God, you're going to find him. You want the truth, you're going to find the truth in the Word of God. If you thirst after God, You ever been so thirsty? There's nothing that could quench it other than just a nice cold glass of water. All of you that live on coffee and soda and all the things, I don't know how you do that all the time, but you just get a drink of water. There's nothing that quite quenches your thirst like that. You could go without water for a day, a couple days. After a few days, your body starts shutting down and you start dying. I believe it's after 3 days you can live without water and you will literally die for lack of fluids and of liquids. The Bible says, "Lo, him that thirsteth, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters." I think about Jesus coming to that woman at the well. And as she was at the well that day and she came to draw water that day, and Jesus came there and he said, "Would you give me a drink of water?" And she said, "How come you a Jew asking of me?" And he said this to her. He said, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again," speaking of the well. He said this, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." In the next verses here, we won't go through them, but it says people that are thirsting and hungering and searching for things, they're searching in the wrong places, and they're not searching for it with God. Trying to search for happiness and contentment and peace in life, if you don't have God in your life, you're not going to find those things. You can only find that by seeking after God. If you're thirsty, come to the waters. Aren't you thankful you have a word of God to come to today? You have a Bible to hold in your hands to find the truth from God's word? Aren't you thankful you have a church to come to hear the word of God preached and taught, to be strengthened and helped and encouraged in your life? If you're thirsty, you know where to come. There's sometimes you come to church and you're just kind of going through the motions. And there's sometimes you come to church or you come to your Bible and you say, "God, I need you today. I have to have you today. I can't go on any further without meeting with my God today, because I thirst after my God. I hunger after God." He says, "Those that have no money, those that have no food," he says, "come and buy and eat." And he said, I'll give you something more than food." The disciples would come to Jesus and they were hungry. And Jesus said, I have meat that you know not of." And he wasn't talking about physical food, which, again, will pass away, it's temporary. But he was talking about eternal satisfaction found in the Word of God that they did not understand. Who can seek after God? Anyone that thirsts and hungers after righteousness, after the things of God. Why do we need to seek after God? Because we are lost without God. You ever tried doing things your own way? You said, "You know, God, I mean, I know what the Bible says. I know what the principles are. I know what I should do, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm just going to go down this road and we'll just see how it works. I mean, I think I can handle it." And you quickly realize you can't handle it. You quickly realize, "I need to make a U-turn and get back on the right track, because I don't know what I'm doing here." I think of the prodigal son, the parable there of the lost sheep and the lost coin and the lost son. And I think of the prodigal son, where he came to his father and said, "Give me the portion of goods that are due to me." And so his father gave him the goods, and he went out and he went to the far country. And he had a good time, didn't he? For a while. And then he wasted his substance with riotous living, and a famine came in the land, and he began to be in want. Why? Because it wasn't satisfying the longing that he had in his heart. See, from this father's house, man, it looked good. It looked great. It looked wonderful, man, to go to the far country, all that the world has to offer. But when he got there, he realized it wasn't as advertised. It wasn't all that the world and the devil told him it was going to be. He began to be in want. And there was a famine. He came there with money. He left with nothing and with no one by his side. The world will leave you that way, empty. You go searching in the world, it's not going to give you anything that satisfies in your life. And he came to that hog pen, and he joined himself with someone in that country and began to feed the pigs, and thought, "I'm so hungry that this rotten, nasty, disgusting food looks good." And he looked in there, and he fain would have filled his belly with the husks the swine did eat. And he thought, "That pig food looks good." You know, you've gotten to a place where you're far away from God, when the pig food starts looking good, when the junk in life, just to satisfy his hunger. But while he was down in that hog pen, while he was down there eating, he said, what about my father's house? He said, they have food, they have clothes, they have shelter. And he said, I'm going to go back, but I just want to be a servant. I just want to be a servant for my father. I don't deserve to be his son anymore, and I don't deserve the possessions and everything that comes along with being his son. But as he was going back, his father was looking for him. And a great way off, he saw his son coming down. How do you know what he looked like? He was looking, he was praying. And he saw his son coming back, and he ran to meet him, threw his arms around him. My son was lost, but now is found. He said, come back home, son. And he said, hey, put on the robe, kill the fatted calf, the ring on the finger, shoes on the feet. He left with a whole lot. He came back with nothing other than his humility. He came back getting right with the Father. If we understand in our life that when we stray from God, we're just like that prodigal son. As we wander from God and we go and try to try out the world and taste the things in the world, it's not going to turn out good. And God said, are you thirsty? I've got water for you. Are you hungry? I have got some food to nourish you, and it's better than what the world has to offer. Are you seeking after God? See, we're lost without God. We're lost without God. We have nothing without God. We're lost without God's Word. Can you imagine not having the Word of God to teach and instruct? That Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's direction for our life. We're lost without salvation. We're lost without God. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Why do we need to seek after God? Because God came searching for you. God came looking for you. As that prodigal son's father came, he was looking, waiting to see his son coming over the horizon. He thought, one day. I wonder how many days he waited, how many months he waited, how many years he waited. If a famine arose, it took a bit of time for that to pass through the land, but he was waiting for his son to come back home. He was out there waiting. No one else was out there, but the Father was. You know, the Father's looking for you. Maybe you're lost today and you don't know for sure. If you were to die today, you go to heaven. You don't know the Savior. You never put your faith in Jesus Christ as your only way to heaven. I want to encourage you with this, that the Father is looking, that the Father is waiting, the Father is seeking after you, but will you respond? The Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I remember as a child, we went to Disneyland. And I don't remember how old I was, but I was pretty young. And for those of you teenagers, this was pre-cell phone days. Yes, there was a time in history where there was no cell phones. And we had beepers. Very exciting. I didn't have one then, but I did at one point. Goes to show how cool I was. And we're at Disneyland. I remember being there with my family, and I don't remember how many of us were there, but I remember being in Tomorrowland. Just so you know, this is not a Disney promotion, if you're wondering. And I remember being there, and at some point my family was there, and then all of a sudden I looked around, and they were gone. And I felt like as a child, and I was young, and I remember looking around, and it seemed like there was millions of people around me. And I don't know how many there was, but I was surrounded by every person that I've never seen in my life. And I remember looking around going, uh-oh, what do you do? You know, and so I don't even remember how I found my family. I did find them eventually, just so you know. And eventually I found where they were. And man, it terrified me to think that I was lost, to think that I was all alone. And I had no idea where to go, who to look for, who to call. I don't think there's a loudspeaker that goes over all of Disneyland to alert that there's a lost child. But I was lost. Think of that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Hey, if you're saved now, you once were lost. Don't forget where you used to be. But by the grace of God, I now am found. Was blind, but now I see. You know, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. What a friend that we have in Jesus. When do we need to seek after God? The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There's an urgency to seeking after God. So many people in their life say, I'll get around to following God someday. I'll get saved. You know, I'll trust Christ as my Savior someday. Well, when's that day going to come? When's the day going to come? The Bible says life is short. The life's a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. I'm not trying to be a downer, but you could walk outside this building and our life could end. We don't know. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Our life is a vapor. It's here for a moment. You think, I'll get around to it someday. I talked to a man on his deathbed. Got saved just a few days before and just begged his family to get right with God. Begged his family to get saved. You don't know when your last day will be. You think, I've got more time. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Well, I'll get serious about God someday. I'll seek after God someday. I mean, I'll get saved, just not today. Just another day. Life is short. It appears for a little time, vanisheth away. Life is short, but think about this, though, but eternity is forever. Our life is short. Our days are numbered. They're counted. There's an appointment. I don't know when that day will be that I'll step into eternity, but eternity is forever. You ever stop to try to think about eternity? To think about forever? Time with no end? No days, no nights, no end in sight for eternity. Hey, for those that are saved, eternity is a great thought, isn't it? To think about heaven, to being in heaven with God, the gates of streets of gold and gates of pearl, the crystal river, no night, no sorrow, no sickness, and no death. To be with Jesus for all eternity. The Bible says that Jesus came to bring us everlasting life. Everlasting life that starts at the moment of your salvation and will never end. But can we look on the flip side of that coin? That there's eternal life in heaven, but there's also eternal damnation to a place called hell for those that don't trust in Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. There is no other way there. No one can work their way there, be good enough to get there. No religion can get you there, but only through Jesus Christ. But those that reject Jesus Christ, eternity is forever. I think of King Agrippa in the book of Acts, and he says this, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. He was that close to trusting Christ and to sealing his eternity in heaven. But he was this close to heaven and trusting Christ, making the best decision he could have ever made, but yet he rejected Christ and forever will spend eternity and think, I almost got saved. I almost got saved. I had a chance. I had an opportunity, and I rejected Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Hey, there's a time to the working of God. There's a time to where God works on your heart and he convicts that we need to respond to God. Eternity is forever. The Bible says in John chapter 10, I give unto them eternal life, talking about his sheep, his people, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father gave them me and is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Eternity is forever. But I think of the rich man in Luke chapter 16. And the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man had everything in this life. He had a good life. It was all good. But Lazarus, he ate from the crumbs. I mean, he had nothing, it seemed. But he had Jesus Christ. He knew he was saved. But that rich man didn't know the Lord. And they went to eternity. And the rich man went to hell and Lazarus to heaven. And the rich man said this. And the Bible says this, beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. He said this, there's a great gulf fixed. Heaven, hell for eternity. And there's no in between. There's no get out of jail free card. There's no work your way out. There's no I spent my time in hell and I can get out. It's forever. And that rich man realized that he couldn't get out in his torments, and he said this, would you please send someone to tell my brothers? Would you please send someone and tell my brothers not to come here? See, it's not a party place. It's not a fun place. It's not a place, maybe it'll be more fun than heaven is. It's a place of torments. And he said, please tell my brothers not to come here. 2 Corinthians says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is not tomorrow, not another day, not another moment. Now is the accepted time. Hey, you have the greatest opportunity, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, to trust in the Lord today. Revelation chapter 3 says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him and he with me. Hey, what is God knocking on your heart's door about today? What is God speaking to you about today? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And God is trying to draw you to him. And many times we go, no, I'm not answering. You know, kind of silly enough, but you knock on someone's door and they go, no one's home. Well, then who's answering? You see the lights flicker, the blinds close really quick, people running around in there. You know, they obviously don't want to answer the door. And Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. I stand at the door and knock. Is God knocking on the door of your heart today? And he's trying to get your attention. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. God is calling. God is calling. God is trying to do work in your life and in mine, but are we willing to listen? Are we seeking after God? Are we walking and following God? Or are we wandering away from God? It comes down to this, your desire of your heart. Do you desire to seek after God? You're here in church today. Praise the Lord for that. But on your Monday through Saturday time, are you seeking after God? Is there an urgency about following after God? Or is there a casual Christianity? And just, another time. Don't bother me. It's all good. I'm fine. I'll deal with it. I'll take care of it another time. And God said, how about today? How about today? How about right now? God is knocking at the door. Are you listening? God is knocking. Are you willing to follow him? He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Why? Because his ways are better than ours. You got a plan for your life? God's plan is better. You have ideas for your life? God is better. You think you know what's right? Well, God's is better because he's God and we're not. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. What if this is your last chance to receive salvation? Could be. What if this is your last time to get serious about following after God? What if this is your last time to get right with God? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Hey, he's waiting. He's willing. He's merciful. He's gracious. But there's a time that will pass. Heads bowed and eyes closed, please, this morning. Are you seeking after God today? In our homes, may we seek after God. In our jobs, may we seek after God. In our personal lives, may we seek after God. Is there one here today that would say, God is speaking to my heart? I've wandered from God in some areas. I used to be faithful to God. I used to tell people about Jesus Christ. I used to live a holy life, but man, things have I've kind of wandered from God. Well, God, hey, God's not done with you. God's still trying to do work on your heart and in your life today. Would you seek him today? Hey, you do your part. God will do his. With head bowed and eyes closed this morning, no one looking around, please. The most important decision you'll ever make is about the matter of your salvation. Do you know 100% sure? If you were to die today, would you know that you go to heaven? Have you ever put your faith in Jesus Christ? He died for you. He loves you. He has a place in heaven prepared for those that trust in him. But you have to put your faith in him. Could we have someone show you from the Word of God how you can know that for sure today? It takes some humility. It takes some honesty to trust in Christ. But hey, it takes some faith, but it's the greatest decision you'll ever make. With no one looking around today, is there one or more here today that say, I've never trusted Christ today as my Savior, but I'd like to settle that decision? Would you slip your hand up, please? I don't know that I'm saved, but today I'd like to. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That God is speaking to someone today. Would you respond? Would you slip your hand up, please, real quick, and then put it down? Could I just pray for you? I don't want to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you forward, but would you trust in Christ? Raise your hand today if you would. Maybe God has spoken to your heart about another area today. Would you please allow the Lord to, would you respond to the Lord's leading in your life? Would you stand to your feet, please, as we begin the invitation time? God, would you please work now and speak to hearts and lives? And would you help us to respond, to seek after God today? As the ladies play, would you come? Take some time with the Lord this morning as God spoke to your heart. Maybe you have a question about baptism or church membership, or you need someone to pray with. If you would come and let God work on your heart today, whatever the need may be, we're here for you to help you today. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God to speak to our hearts today. Lord, I pray that you send us home with safety, with your blessing, and that you continue to do work in our hearts. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people to be in the house of God today. We love you. Pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening so carefully. A couple announcements for you before we dismiss, please, this morning. We have a family game night tonight after church, and we'll have the gymnasium open. Teenagers going on the missions trip have a pizza, soda, desserts, I think, for sale. If you want to come be a part of that, support them. You can bring a board game, play in the gym. It's just a good night of enjoyment over there, if you would. And then we also have a quick business meeting tonight following the evening service. And this Friday and Saturday, we have our marriage conference. It'll be here at the church. And so I want to encourage you couples, if you haven't signed up already, it'll be 6 to 8 o'clock on Friday night, and then 9:30 to noon on Saturday. And if you would, please sign up at the information station so we know how many are here. We can prepare for that. The cost is only $15 a couple. And bring a dessert on Friday night. The details are out there as well. And we'll have a breakfast for you on Saturday. We also have a nursery for those that can be helpful for that as well. It'll be a fundraiser for our teens going on the missions trip. So you could pay them like hundreds or thousands of dollars if you want to. But if you'd like to be a blessing to them, that would be a good help. But the marriage conference, our basic training Sunday school lesson today was about marriage and talking about the home and things. So I want to encourage you to be here for our married couples this Friday and Saturday. Maybe you can only come to one of the two times. We'll come anyway. And so I want to encourage you to be here for that, be a strength as well. Again, just a reminder, this Wednesday night, our midweek service is at 6:30. So trying to remind you about that, not to get messed up on that. I did set a reminder on my phone, so I don't show up late. So however that works for you, I want to encourage you with that. And then we have a skate night coming up February 26th at the Viking Skate Country. So a few announcements to remember for today. Thank you again for being here this morning. Brother James, would you come and lead us in prayer as we dismiss today, please?
Lord, we love you. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. Thank you for the message that we heard today about seeking you while you may be found. Thank you that we can seek after you still. Pray that if there's still one that needs to be saved, I pray that they would find someone and talk to them about salvation. Pray that you please help us to have a good afternoon and bring us safely back tonight for church. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.